Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 9th of Tammuz, Tovshin Pei Gimel, Masech the Sukkah, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Tes. Hamashal Shel Defanes Milmaila Lemata, person who is lowering his walls or his walls, building them down from the top downwards, kept on building it downwards and didn't reach the ground. If the space between the wall and the ground is 3 tvachim or more, that's 24 sinis or more, psula, whole sukkah is possible. Why? Because it's not considered a proper wall. Because, as the Gemara puts it, gedoyim bokim bo, the goats can slip under it. Once it reaches, however, a distance less than 3 tvachim from the ground, then we consider the wall as if it reached to the ground by the principle of lovud. Lovud means that anything less than 3 tvachim is considered joined. In this case, it's considered as if the mechitza, the wall, is joined to the ground. That's going from above down to below. That maximum height, a maximum gap is up to 3 tvachim, not inclusive. However, milmata lamaila, if you're building a wall of the sukkah going from below up to above, then once you've got 10 tvachim on the ground, then it doesn't matter how high, well, and until 20 amos basically, it doesn't matter how big the gap is till you get to the roof. If gavoyim in arts are sort of tvachim, once you've got a height of the wall of 10 tvachim, even though they haven't reached the schach, ksher, we say the sukkah is going to be kosher. This is the Tanakama. And the halacha is like the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi argues, he says, Kishem shemilamata lamayla sorot vachim. Just like we say that when you put the wall on the ground, once you have 10 tvachim high, a wall, then it doesn't matter about the gap on top. Kach milamayla lamata, so also going from above down below, asorot tvachim. Once you have a height of the walls of 10 tvachim, the sukkah is going to be kosher, even if it's higher than 3 tvachim from the ground. According to Rabbi Yossi, a mechitza tluya, even a mechitza that's suspended in the air, it'll be kosher for a sukkah, for walls of a sukkah. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like the Tanakama. It's only once you have it on the ground, 10 tvachim, then a wall, then it doesn't matter the height, the gap between that and the roof. Hirchik is a sikuch minat fonez shleshet tvachim. What happens if a person had the schach away from the walls, horizontally away from the walls, a distance of three tvachim? Even if he had the best walls in the world, going from the ground right up to the top of the roof, but there is a gap between the schach and the wall, psula, the whole sukkah will be possible. Why? Because avir min atzad is posel b'shlosh tvachim. Airspace on the side of a sukkah will render it possible if it's once it reaches a space of 3 tvachim. Mishnah Yod. After we learned in the previous Mishnah that if you have an airspace between the walls and the schach of 3 tvachim, the sukkah is possible. Now we're going to say what happens if you have not an empty space but possel schach. You might have a metal sheet there or some other posel schach. What's the limit? How much are you allowed to have of posel schach before the sukkah is problematic and cannot be used? Our mission is going to tell us that we can have up to 4 amos. 4 amos, that's 24 tvachim. 6 times the distance of the airspace, the limited airspace of 3 tvachim. That's how much you can have as a kosher sukkah. And even though it's posel on the side, it doesn't matter. Why? Because what we do is we look at the wall of the sukkah as if it's bent. We look at that posel roof on the side, as long as it's less than 4 amos, as if it's an extension of the wall that's just been bent over. Where does this come from? It's not coming from any posel. It's halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. It comes straight from Moshe on Sinai. This is, of course, only if it's on the side. We call it a doifin akuma. If, however, it's in the middle of the sukkah that there is posel schach, then the limit is up to 4 tvachim, up to not inclusive. Once it reaches 4 tvachim, it'll posel the whole sukkah if it's in the middle of the schach. Says the Mishnah, Bayis shenifchas, if a bay is a house whose roof was broken, and he puts schach on top of the place where it's been broken. So now he's got a sukkah consisting of the schach in the middle, and he has the ends of the broken roof around the side, says the Mishnah. And we're talking here about a case where the roof was posel on the side because of tas of levina osui, because it has to be made and not something from what was already made. Im yesh mina kosel lasikuch arba amos, says the Mishnah, if there is a distance of 4 amos between the wall and the kosher schach, then psula. Then we said the sukkah is going to be possible. If, however, there is less than 4 amos between the schach and the wall of posel's schach, then it'll be kosher, it'll be all right. Why? Because we look at that posel schach as if it was an extension of the wall, a dofen akuma. Similarly, if you have a chotzer, a big yard, and the yard's got balconies around all around three sides of it, so imagine a ches-shaped a chotzer, and around all the houses on the side, you've got a balcony, or you've got a porch, and now you want to put a schach. One wants to put the schach and cover the area of the chotzer where there is no porch covering, where there is no covering. Is that going to be kosher or not? So once again, our Mishnah is telling us really that if the walls of the houses are going to act as the walls of the sukkah, but of course you've got the roof of the porch around the chotzer, around all three sides, that is separating between the walls of the house, or the walls which are the walls of the sukkah, and the schach. So once again, we'll apply the same principle. If that roof of the porch is going to be less than 4 amos wide, the sukkah is going to be kosher. That giant sukkah all around the chotzer is going to be kosher. Why? Because we apply the principle of dofen akuma. We look at the wall of the house as if it's bending over, as if the porch, the roof of the porch, is an extension of the houses, or the walls of the houses. But if it's going to be 4 amos or more, then it won't work. The sukkah will be possible. So dofen akuma can only apply up to 4 amos, not including. Sukkah gedola. What happens if you have a sukkah that's large? It has, in other words, 7x7 tvachim of kosher schach in the middle. Sheikifu v'davar she'en m'sachin bo. And they surrounded it with something that you cannot use as schach. They use something that's possible for schach. So the schach now that's kosher is between the schach that's kosher and between the walls, they've got now this possible schach. Im yesh tachtav abba amos psula. If underneath it there is 4 amos, the sukkah will be possible. But if less than that, we will apply the principle of a dofen akuma, of a bent wall. It's actually the same as what we started off the Mishnah Baisha Nifchas, if a house has been destroyed or been damaged. That once again, same principle. And you want to put the roof has been damaged, if you want to put schach there, as long as it hasn't got a 4 amos width of possible schach between that kosher schach and the walls of the sukkah, it'll be kosher. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah really should be read as a lozo afso format. Not only this, but even this. Meaning to say, we brought three different examples of where dofen akuma will apply. First case was in a house that was damaged where the walls and the roof are basically of the same house. And we applied dofen akuma. Then you have a bigger chiddush. You have a chotzer which is surrounded by a porch where the walls of the houses serve as walls of the sukkah, but the roof that's separating between the schach and the walls are really the roof of the porch. In both cases, the thing that's possible was possible because of tas of levin also. You shall make it and not something that's already been made. Fine. And we say that the distance of the between the amount of posel schach can't be more than 4 amos. Now, in the sukkah gedola, in the third instance that we brought it, that he had a sukkah, a giant sukkah, and he surrounded it on the sides with schach that's posel, we say that he too, that it's only going to be posel, the sukkah will be good as long as the schach that's posel is not going to be 4 amos wide. Once it gets to 4 amos wide, we cannot apply the principle of dofen akuma. In this last case, the schach was not possible because of Tassel of Nosoi. It was possible because it was completely possible. For example, it was metal sheeting, something that doesn't grow from the ground.